Assemblyman Barron, you arrive in Albany, and the same day, Sheldon Silver, after 20 years of being one of the three men in a room, is history. What does this mean for the Assembly and for the state government generally?
Well, what timing? I mean, it means a couple of things. One, it gives us an opportunity. As you know, I didn't vote for Mr. Silver before he was arrested. I said no. And not only do I believe he should step down, I didn't even think he should have stepped up in the first place. It's time for new leadership in Albany. Now, this provides us, I think, with an opportunity to really look at some serious reform, how you take some power away from the Speaker and empower more of the members of the Senate and the members of the Assembly. It's also an opportunity for us to look at this insulting concept of three men in the room determining a $141 billion budget for over 18, 19 million people in the state of New York, with over 150 assembly people and 63 senators. These three men in the room, only two of them have a vote on the budget. One doesn't even have a vote on the budget. The other two have one vote, and yet they have all this power. Something's fundamentally wrong with a so-called democracy that has that much power in the hands of three people. So I'm going to use this as an opportunity to say to my colleagues in the Assembly, this is your chance to stand up on principles, stand up for the people of the state, and say that we have the power to pass the budget and pass laws, not the governor, not one member of the Assembly, the Speaker, not one member of the Senate, Skelos, the pro tem or president of the Senate, not one. They have one vote. We have 149 votes in the Assembly minus one, and they have 62 votes in the Senate minus one. Now, I'm a realist. I do understand that the people in the Senate and the members in the Assembly and the Senate don't feel empowered. They are afraid. They are forcibly, I think, loyal. And they are using that power that they assume that they have, the three men in the room, to whip people in line, punish those who step out of line, and reward those who step in line. So I think this is an opportunity to reform that and change that and look at the priorities in this state, and that is as we move toward the budget process and some serious legislation that has to be passed.
You know, the New York State Legislature sort of mirrors the U.S. Congress in this regard, where there's a leadership that's all-powerful and all these elected representatives who are supposed to be, you know, peers among equals, powerless, with the exception of that. What kind of controls in the day-to-day operation of the Assembly, in terms of the major stuff, does the Speaker have over the operations?
Well, you know, I've been fortunate to have the experience of dealing with a powerful Speaker, two different powerful Speakers in the City Council in New York City. I've been in there for 12 years, and that is Speaker Miller and Speaker Christine Quinn. And like the Speakers and the leaders of the Senate and the House on the congressional level, the Speaker determines how much capital and programmatic money that you're going to get for your district. The Speaker determines what committees you're going to serve on and chair. The Speaker determines what, if your legislation is going to die in committee and or see the light of the day and hit the floor for a vote. So when you empower the Speaker with all of that, then you get members who know if they don't go along with the Speaker, they get punished. And if they do, they get some kind of rewards. And this punishing and reward system is what's keeping them disempowered. So as I did in the City Council, it took me 12 years to achieve it, but we started the Fresh Democracy Council when I first came in 2002 in the City Council with 26 new members because of term limits. And we laid out some rules that would give more power to the members. And I'm very pleased to say that the year I left, now there's an equitable distribution of capital money on a needs-based formula, and the same thing for programmatic money. So the Speaker does not have the discretion to determine how much capital and program money are given out to members. That's on a needs-based formula and equitable basis. The similar thing has to happen up here in the state assembly. The speaker should be a facilitator, not a dictator, and take some of the power away from the speaker by reforming the rules, and then I think members will be more likely to stand up for their people and their principles.
Okay, Charles Barron, member of the New York State Assembly, thank you very much for your comments.
Thank you, sir.